So I was the Director of Engagement and Visitor Operations for Olana State Historic Site, which is the home of the Hudson River painter Frederick Church. So it's this crazy Persian-inspired mansion in a 250-acre park. And I was seeing, you know, the park itself sees over 100,000 people a year. And it was a wonderful, exciting place to be, but I really was missing the grassroots connection with artists at the, you know, the level of people who've never shown before, high school, all of that, all the way through to helping people promote their artistic careers. So when I heard about this position, it sounded like the perfect mix of everything I like to do. So that's how I ended up here.
So you're the new executive director over at Saratoga Arts.
Correct.
The pandemic, of course, has changed the way we do everything. What are some new things that Saratoga Arts is doing to bring programs and art to people who live in our region?
So it's a great question. Of course, like everybody else, after March, things sort of got turned upside down. And I am so incredibly proud of the staff here because they immediately pivoted and got so much of our programming onto online platforms, which have been really successful. The other thing we did, we had a great partnership with SPAC. They let us use their pavilion to do classes outside. And all of these different ways of doing our program, programmatic work, is something I think we're going to continue because it was so successful. And then moving forward, we are partnering with all the other art organizations in Saratoga to hopefully create a larger, more cohesive group. So there's lots of different ideas that we're floating around. We're hoping that we get back to some semblance of normalcy like the rest of the world. I don't know if that really answered your question.
Would that move beyond just visual art, but also performing arts and music and other areas?
Absolutely. And I know that especially the performing arts community has been really hard hit with this pandemic. I am coming into an organization that will be 25 years in this location next year. And I think in some ways I have this incredible opportunity of a nice clean slate and the ability to really start thinking outside the box of how do we have a greater reach across all genres of art. Music, spoken word, poetry, performance, all those things, they're all under the umbrella of Saratoga Arts. So that's my vision and goal, is to have a really robust, exciting platform for all different types of work to take place.
Has the pandemic also impacted how Saratoga Arts uses its building on Broadway in Saratoga Springs?
It absolutely has. We've done a couple of things sort of prophylactically. We've upgraded all of our air filter systems. We've got some big HEPA filters been put in place. So we've gone above and beyond in anticipation of people moving back indoors. We are going to potentially start having people back inside. Like everywhere else, we've been unable to go back to full capacity or anything like that. We're working at 25% capacity of classes. But, you know, we're right on the corner of Congress Park. So we're really lucky that we can be doing some painting in the park when it's not raining like it is today, but some painting in the park or utilizing our outdoor spaces as well as the indoor spaces.
Louise, Saratoga Arts has been the primary sponsor and organizer of First Night, the large New Year's Eve celebration over the last several years. But obviously the pandemic is going to prevent a lot of the kinds of activities that First Night usually includes. So in absence of a regular First Night this year, is anything in the works? Can we expect any announcements soon?
Yes. So unfortunately, as you so rightly pointed out, the actual ability to do First Night this year is not a possibility. So we have been diligently pivoting and trying to figure out what is some way that we can involve and embrace the community, and we have some really exciting things that we're working on. So over the next couple of weeks, it's kind of watch this space. We should have some really exciting announcements that will not replace First Night, but potentially start to get the arts back out there into the community and serve the community in some way.
Any ideas or any sneak previews that you can give us?
Well, I think what I can tell you is that Saratoga Springs is a wonderful art destination, and I can tell you that there was lots of things that used to happen perhaps, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, you know, like First Thursdays or actual outdoor performances of, you know, pop-ups that happen where there might be someone reading poetry or somebody reciting Shakespeare or even perhaps a little quartet of music, those sorts of ideas may be popping up.